Rav Chaim HaKadosh in the sixth parsha. Actually, next week's parsha. Talks about, we're going to miss the three tanoim for Kabbalah Satorah. Says Yisum Refidim. So Klaiso was in the state of Refidim at the end of Parshas Pashalach. But Yisum Refidim, they moved away from Refidim. So Chazal say Raf Yadayim in Atara. First has to have a smada. Vayavoyo Midbar Sinai. And then they came to Midbar Sinai. So Chazal say a person has to make himself like a midbar. That Kaldoshim Olav. He has to be willing to lower himself. Be mekabel the Torah from whoever's teaching it to him. V'yachanuba Midbar is that the person has to be willing to give up materialism and Olam Hazeh. The pasuk then says V'yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, and the Klal Yisrael is V'yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. So Chazal tell him the lashon V'yichan is lashon Yachid. That so Chazal says Kishechad B'Levechad. All of the chaniyas were with harumas and machlokes. So in general, when the Klal Yisrael settled, Medr says about Klal Yisrael that they're kantaronim heim. They're difficult people. They give you a hard time. You know, the Belt says, you know, two Jews, three opinions. The Belt says, but this one, they were able to get it together. Everybody took them together. So Agav, there's a the Kudras of Sveikis in his Hakdama says, what's the fact of the it says we have a natural instinct to want to be mischaber to other people. It says it's possible. He says he's trying to give a hisnat. That's why he's publishing his sefer. Like, who might have published my sefer? I mean, you know. I thought of a Devar Torah, and I want to share it with others. I want to share that. I share my Devar Torah with others. It says even if a person would go to Shemayim and Mizrachah to see the Marav Yecheskel Novi, it would remain private. He can't share it with anybody else. His enjoyment of it would not be totally would be total. He's not doesn't have full enjoyment of it until he's able to share it with somebody else. The Hanoah of Devar Torah is able to share it with somebody else. I had a Chavrusan tells that he one time said to me, he said, I don't understand why you're jealous of another Bacher being more successful, etc. I mean, etc. I don't understand the whole thing. He said, the more people learning Torah, the more Kedusha there's Mesa Medrash, the more Hatzlach everybody else is going to have. We all benefit from being part of a tzibur. So, Yichon Shem Yisrael, Klai Yisrael could become one tzibur, could function as one. Once I heard from Revolba, the Revolba says, this is what's Taka the Pshat? How do you do it? How do you do such a thing? So, imagine like this, and imagine that a person just won a very, very valuable lottery, millions and millions and millions of dollars. And just as that happens, somebody steps on his toe. So chances are the person that you don't even notice, you're so euphoric about the fact that you just won these millions and millions of dollars. So, yes, toe, no, toe. I didn't even notice I have a toe. I'm busy with something else. Christ was holding on the cusp of Kabbalah Sotera. They're so excited. You want to put your tent here? Fine, you put your tent here. That's not important to me. That's why his mazmer, how Christ still did it. I want to maybe look at a different Nakuda, maybe. In Sfas Emes, in Parshas of Eira, and the Alda Shenas of Geula. So, we take the Eschem, we take the Silas Mitzrayim, we tell the Eschem, we have a the Geula the Eschem is running to you, we have a Shratim Gedolim. We have a Shratim Gedolim, we have a Shratim Gedolim, so we said over the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis says that the four Lashonos of Gular correspond to the four Golias. Echati Eschem Lilo Om corresponds to the Golas which are in right now. And whereas there was a specific, the three first regalias were connected the veiras of Radazar, Gilaras, and Shechas Damim, the Gimel Chamuris. The fourth galus is due to Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam. So the root of the galus is Sinas Chinam, and the Geula will be Lakatis and Lila Om. So Klal Yisrael B'shas Matan Torah, had they not had done the Chet Egel, they would have been able to reach the full Madrega of Lakatis Eschem Lila Om, and it wouldn't be a galus. So that V'yichasham Yisrael Negad Hor is this kiyum of Lakat Eschem Lila Om. So how so? So I want to explain like this. The Volba has this aura in Alishur and Chelik Beis, where he talks about the meter of Gaiva, and he says that part of the Bachas Hatzlocha is through Gaiva. The Bachas Hatzlocha is through Gaiva. He feels that he's unique and he's special and he's extraordinary. So he feels motivated to try and to he can become something, etc. If you take that away from him, he just feels he's one of the, he's like everybody else. He has no, you don't have that motivation. We, Chazal say, Lishma Bar Lishma. And if that's the right, that a person tries to jump and go straight to Lishma, it's not going to work. Chazal says, La Olam Yilmo the other Torah Mitzvah. A person should be Isaac and Torah Mitzvah Shlo Lishma. It always works like that. You can't go straight to Lishma. Persons, you know, like, you know, this whole idea of doing Shlo Lishma. Lishma is, it's a little bit hypocritical. It's not really, really, you know. No. Because that's the Yetzer Hara talking to you. You need to start with the Shlo Lishma. Rav Chaim Tov Keller Shlita writes and wrote an article years and years and years ago. You know that we, that's how we push the Bachrim. That's how we, you know, in the mirror was a very big thing. There was the competition. That was the motivation. We spoke about that before. That the danger to use the motivation of competition is because Kina Sar from Tarbuch Chochma and Rekabat Samas is Kina. So it's a very fine balance. How do you keep the balance? So Rebbe writes, you know, Gaiva, we need Gaiva. Chaskel writes in a letter to a Talmud, you need a little more Gaiva. You have to push it, you know, think that you're talking something special. Hutner writes in a letter to his Talmud, you have to have Gaiva, you have to believe in yourself. But Gaiva is not a good thing. At the same time, you know, everything's a balance. He says there are three natural things, parenthetically, he writes, the three natural things which address the Gaiva issue. One is tefillah. Tefillah is an act of, true tefillah is an act of a person recognizing that he has nothing of his own, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I need to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm such a smart guy, the Russian gives chachma, you have chachma. If not, you don't have chachma. Shiva used to always say over from Rota Pogromansky, Zikler Bracha, from Rota Pogromansky, for those of you who heard Rebaron's hesped on him during the kinnis a few years ago, it's almost impossible to describe what a person he was. His brilliance, his humility, etc. His amuna, his avoida. Ramatha was a great nadir. Shiva said Ramatha could take them with the most difficult concept of Kabbalah and explain it that a cheder yingel could understand it. We have nothing written for Ramatha. Ramatha couldn't write. He had a dyslexia. He couldn't write. He could learn perfectly, but he couldn't write. So Shiva one time asked Ramatha, he says, you know, I mean, he's such a brilliant person. He said there's different types of das. There's a das for understanding, a das for speaking, and there's a das for writing. I don't have that das. The Russian didn't give me that das. He says there's a saying in Yiddish, writing the word noach with seven mistakes. He said that was said about me. You can't write noach with seven mistakes. He wrote noach with seven mistakes. That's noach was even greizen. You make right. You know, that was like the phrase. So they said about me. He mamish couldn't write. We have nothing written from him. So the person understands, the Bereshon gives das, he told Shiva, Ramatha told Shiva, he said, says, the Bereshon gives das, and this das he didn't give me. End the conversation. So that's it. The second element of humility is Shimon Shimon Chachamim. You're exposed to Gedolim, and you see what a person really could look like, and it reminds you that you have a lot to go still. You know, I said such a gavaldik gavur, that I said a gavaldik chabura, you know. And you're somebody who is way beyond your knowledge. It reminds you that you have what to do still. Shouldn't be misguided too much. And the third thing is learning with the chabrusa. I've said this over many times, learning with the chabrusa, you know, you're fighting with chabrusa, and you really think that you're right, and you argue, and you yell, and you know, you're trying to commit some else, and you realize after the half an hour that you're wrong. So, I hear what you're saying. Say, you're right, I'm wrong, thank you so much for teaching me the Amos. Can't do it. That's the tikkun for gaiva that's there. Why can't we do it? Why do we have difficulty saying those words out, admitting that we're wrong? We tied up so much of our ego and our self-esteem and our self-value in this vort, whether I'm right or not, that admitting that I'm wrong is pushed, we're devaluing ourselves. Is that true? Are we really devaluing ourselves? Our value really stands or falls on whether this time I'm right in the argument? That's what we do. That's what we tell ourselves. Our self-esteem is so fragile that we're scared to admit that we've got it wrong. Because if I admit, Pashat Amoy's bench, my value, I can't live without being valuable. And my value is tied in whether I'm right in this argument or not. If I'm right in this argument, I'm valuable. If not, I'm not valuable. So I'm not going to admit that I'm wrong. Of course not. We have such fragile self-esteem. Well, Chadis Chamil Lo'om, the Russian says, I want you to understand that you're part of my nation. You belong to me, and you're part of my nation. That's before you start. Before you did anything, you're mine, and you're part of my nation. If we understand that, that's a statement of value, which is, we have no way to measure how valuable it is. It's extraordinary value. Vernon says that there are 7.5 billion people in the world, and you are one of the 14 million people which are mine. And not just mine, they're my nation. It means you represent me. I think that you're chashuv enough, and I put your neshama in Klal Yisrael. I did it. You didn't do it. I did it. It means I decided that you have what to offer the world as part of Klal Yisrael. You're valuable. Great. That's it. So I don't have to measure myself against anybody else. So there's no sin anymore. There's no kin anymore. I'm not jealous of you. I'm not measuring myself against you. I have a clarity of understanding of how valuable I am. The Mishnah says, Akina Matinas Adam in Oilam. Which Oilam? So, Rav brings the from his own, the world inside of him. There's a world inside of us. There's a world of godless inside of us. Not the godless measured against anybody else, because that's not inside of us anymore. But the Bereshit created me, he put me into Klal Yisrael, and he says, he's saying, I have what to offer to Klal Yisrael. If I absorb that and it's clear to me, and that's not just in the, you know, a vort, but it's part of my mahus, you know what? I'm very happy. You should be successful also. Adarabha. You know, although that all of us be successful, it could only be better for us. The Ben Yonah talks about a cat which he calls Sonny Hashem. You can imagine with the title he calls Sonny Hashem, he does not say nice things about what's going to happen to them after 120 years. Those who hate Hashem. So he says, who are Sonny Hashem? Sonny Hashem is a person who feels bad when somebody else is being successful in Torah Mitzvahs. That's what he writes. So it means you hate your creator. The person is very happy. And you're not. You aren't happy that your creator has another person serving him? Like, what are you? So he writes. So comes Reb Chatzel, because the Bali Musa love getting you like right and left, you know. You can't do anything right. That's part of being a Bali Musa. You always get it wrong, you know. So he says like this. If you sit in Beis Medrash and you're not telling the guy who's been successful in Torah Mitzvah, it's because you couldn't care less. It means Torah Mitzvah is not important to you. So your mamas you have mamas on those shaykhs. So you're really not in a good situation. If you are jealous, you're serving Hashem. Like, so if you're not jealous, you're like, call out on the page. If you are jealous, you're serving Hashem. So what's the other option? Like, there's two options to it. The understanding is you understand that it's valuable. You attack are inclined, and then you stop and catch yourself thinking, that's ridiculous. All it can do is bring more kedusha to the world, bring more covenant to God's work. It's not about me, it's v'tchat yesam li lo'am, the pasuk says. It's about me. I feel this is a message that we sometimes like we don't stress this enough. I mentioned to you this idea just recently, this idea about the army. Right? The army has a major challenge. I want to send people out to fight, and I'm asking the Pasha to put their lives on the line for the nation. So what's motivating these people to put their lives on the line? Could I tell them the nation needs you? We mamish need you to do this. And they believe it, and therefore they do it. But if it's about the person himself, why am I giving my life? Well, you'll get tremendous glory. You know what? The general gets even more glory before he loses his life. I'd rather be a general instead of being the private, you know, who's in the firing line. It's about COVID. The general gets more COVID. Well, you know, if you go and then you happen to be the right, who's just in the right place to be a good hero, man, well, you're going to get remembered for 3 seconds. It just doesn't motivate. Harris, it's not about you. We're able to convince people it's about something greater than themselves. They live in the world for something greater than, they live for their nation. So it's live la'om. Because it's going to live la'om. It's not about you. The geula from sinas chinam is when you stop making the world about you. It's not something greater. It's the team. It's the nation. So, you know, in that nation, everybody's needed. We need the foot soldiers, and we need the sergeants, and we need the majors and the colonels, and we need the lieutenants. We need the generals. And if you become a general, great. And if not, also great, because everybody's contributing. That's why we're valuable, because we have something of value to contribute, measured against nobody. Against what you have to contribute, and that's it. So why am I motivated to give? Because I believe in the nation. Reb Bacham in yeshiva, this function was played by Gurus Yisrael. The message of Gurus Yisrael, Reb Bacham, the Gedalim were tremendously involved in Gurus Yisrael. Or Sheshivas were involved. Sheshiva went to every single convention, but Rebbe Rotskin was mamish involved constantly. Gurus Yisrael was that they saw Gurus Yisrael as the organization which brought Klal Yisrael together as one unit. And there was Pirkei Gurus Yisrael for the little kids. There was Bachuri Gurus Yisrael for the high school boys. There was serious Gurus Yisrael for the Shiva Gedalim Bachurim. And then there was Gurus Yisrael for the adults. And everybody was part of something. And Rebbe Baruch Tzitzal used to go to the Guru convention. He used to come back and he used to call in a seat after Marv, like, you know, 1 or 2 nights after he came back. And he would give over the messages of what they said about the convention. He says, I went as your shliach to represent you by the convention, and I'll give a report back to you, the Bacharim, about what was accomplished by the convention. Because this is Klal Yisrael coming together, addressing the issues, and you're part of that, and I'm representing you. That was the nusak that he said every time he spoke. It's not about you. There's a klal which needs us, and everybody has to contribute. So you read the stories about Sirius Gurusel the Bacharim during the war, you know, going and raising money and sending on the street corners, and you know, they closed the yeshiva and they sent the Rachamim out to raise the money. Yeah, no, we have no shaykhs to that world. The idolism is gone. It is, to some extent. So what's the solution? Just throw up our hands and say, well, you know, we sit there and we kvetch about the Tsaris, you know, the Nebuch, there's no idolism anymore. Yeah, it was easier to be idealistic at one point in time. I could believe that I'll make a difference. You know, my sending the quarter and raising the 3 cents is going to make a difference, you know. that's a toast. So it's not easy. It's harder to. So you need more emuna. Tzaddik writes and says, if the Rosh Hashanah created you, when he put you into Klal Yisrael, it means he believes in you. If you don't believe in yourself, you're a kaifer. Because it means the Rosh Hashanah got it wrong. He thought, you know, he put me into Klal Yisrael and then said, have a role, but I don't think so. I have nothing to offer. So the Rosh Hashanah, he made a mistake when he created Reingold. You know, he really messed up. You know, I mean, listen, he made Reingold with all of Reingold, Milas and Chesroinus. Right? Let's say he made me. So I happen to be by nature a procrastinator. He made me like that. So it's his fault. So I can't get anything done. Okay? So, but he made me like that anyway. He expects something from me. Even called, they expect something from me. He believes in me. The Russian believes in you. You got a Navi came to you and he says, listen, I got a Navua last night from a Russian came to me in a Navua and he said, he thinks you could accomplish something important to Klal Yisrael. What? He didn't tell me. You got to figure out based on your karkas. It might be learning an hour a day. That's what you're going to accomplish for Klal Yisrael. That's all you need. It might be you're going to learn more than an hour a day. It might be you're going to save somebody's life. Like you're not going to save somebody's life. I don't know. It's not important. And if he tells you that the reason why you're here is because you should prepare all of your learning, should prepare you for the day that you wonder you're going to have a tremendous story and you overcome that. And that's why you're here? Maybe that's why you're here. You have what to contribute to Klal Yisrael. I don't have to become the God of the door to contribute to Klal Yisrael. I have to live for something bigger than myself. Vayichas Sham Yisrael Negad Ahor means Klal Yisrael absorbed that message. It's not about us anymore. It's about something bigger than ourselves. So then, you know, there's room for somebody else's tent also. That's the end of the Gula. This is the last stage of Gula. We're talking about Gula's Mitzrayim. We're learning the parshas of Gula's Mitzrayim. And the Bresham, part of his message is, you're important to me, you're important to me, you're important to me, you're important to me, so finally you should absorb, I have a mission for the world, I have a mission for Klal Yisrael in the world, and I put every one of you in Klal Yisrael because I need you to be in Klal Yisrael. And you're important to me because you're part of something bigger than yourself. If the only reason why you're important to me is because, you know, you're such a wonderful guy, you know, it's talking a problem because the guy next to you is talking more wonderful. He talking is more wonderful. The guy next to you is a bigger masmid, and he's smarter, and he's quicker, and he's a big nicer davener, and he has better meters. Yitaka does. Yitaka don't have the nice meters. I know that. Some of us come like that, you know. Yitaka don't have the nice meters. Therefore what? So therefore you throw up your hands and say, you know what, I have nothing to give to Klal Yisrael. So what, the Bereshit got it all wrong. He should have maybe made me goy instead. Like, you know, no. But the Kathis Hamlilo Omrishan, I took you as my nation. You, including that guy who talk, is an Oisvorf. So the Medrash says, you have that moment where the Rebbe says that they return Alom of Bashoachas. That was their contribution to the Klal Yisrael. But you don't give up. We didn't give up. We said, maybe and Morris says, Rebbe, cry. Why did he cry? Because it's sad that all you had was one moment of your life, which was a contribution. You could have had more moments than one moment, which were a contribution. Don't wait for that one moment. You get multiple moments. You can contribute to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael needs you. It's not Uncle Sam needs you. Klal Yisrael needs you. I don't know. The message is not in nowadays. Idolism is not in. The message that, you know, we live for something bigger than ourselves is not in. Right? And but this is the process of becoming a mature individual. A child starts out focusing on himself. It's all about me and what I want and what I need, my needs. And I wake up my parents in the middle of the night. That's okay because I need something. You start becoming aware that there's other people have needs also, and you have to be careful about them. And the people who just have little babies are going, yeah, I get that, you know. Right? And the person gives them chayin because this is the way you're willing to do it for them, you know. But okay, the bottom line is, that's nice chayin, but he's selfish. Or she is selfish. She, okay. Right? Maturity is when it's not about you. When you hit the age of a bar mitzvah, we're saying you're a bar das, means you can be mischar, but there's something beyond yourself. You've developed enough social and emotional maturity. You're not smart. It's not about smartness. The Vilna Gaon, when he was 10 years old, was a lot smarter than anybody at age 50. So he's bar mitzvah at the age of 12? No, he mentioned that because it's not about smartness. It's about being able to live beyond yourself. Physical maturity comes with that at the same time, because physical maturity is the ability to be an av, to be able to be somebody who can focus beyond himself and create something beyond himself and live for something beyond himself. The physical reality parallels the spiritual reality. We reach a certain age of emotional maturity and intelligence and understanding and social understanding where we don't focus on ourselves anymore. That's what maturity is. There are 35-year-olds which are immature because all they care about is themselves. And there are 15-year-olds which are very mature because they think beyond themselves. And if all you... We live in it, and the places that you learn it is these years. There's the people in yeshiva which you can tell a bunch of when simple examples, right? When their help is needed, they do it. And there's people which couldn't care less. What means you're doing yourself a disfavor. You're being immature. You're not training yourself to think beyond yourself. So your value is totally in you. And you start to think that you're valueless. So you're not motivated to try. Well, if you start thinking beyond yourself, you have what to contribute to the tzibur. So you are valuable. And maybe your davening is also valuable. We need you for davening. Well, davening is not important to me. Why is it about you? And that's all it's about. I am not in the mood of getting up for davening. So it's about mood, like your wife needs you. I'm not in the mood of getting out of bed. Great marriage. It doesn't work like that. My kid needs me, but I'm not, it's a kid, I hear some, but listen, I'm also a little kid still, I'm still immature. I'd rather go play computer games than take care of your needs. Tell it to your kids. Their parents will do that. We see the results. We understand that that's ridiculous. But what age are you going to learn that that's ridiculous? When you're 35? When you're 25? Or when you're 15? This is what Chatzis Hanilah means. Rashi says, I want you to see a bigger picture. And that's the tikkun for Sinas Chinam. Because it's not about you anymore, so I'm not jealous of anybody else, so there's no Sinas like the Sasemis. They got that message. They're able to talk to see a bigger picture. So there's room for one big unit of all of Klal Yisrael coming together as one. And that's the Voida we're aiming for. That's the Voida we're davening for. And that's what's going to bring Mashiach. So that's the tikkun. The tikkun is an avas chinam. They said that sin is an avas chinam. The tikkun is seeing a bigger picture beyond yourself. And don't just live for yourself. Seeing Klal Yisrael as a unit, seeing that you have what to, and you have what to contribute to Klal Yisrael, you have to believe that Ben Munah Shem, you have what to contribute to Klal Yisrael. And then you're going to do what you have to do. And that will be, Taka Klal Yisrael will become Nam Hashem. And Mashiach will come, will be Nam Hashem, Ezer Hashem.